Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In this episode, we will be discussing the Treaty of Versailles, specifically looking at the conditions that were part of the treaty, and also explaining why Germans were so opposed to this document. When Germany surrendered in November 1918, this marked only an armistice, which is quite simply a temporary agreement to end the war. However, a more formal deal was needed to actually officially end the conflict between all the different sides. In January 1919, the winning sides in World War I began a peace conference in Paris. This involved these sides meeting to discuss the punishments that they intended to inflict on Germany and the other losing sides. Germany and the other losing sides, however, were not to be part of these discussions. The final deal was eventually agreed in June 1919. This agreement, that was signed at Versailles Palace in Paris, which is where it gets its name, became known as the Treaty of Versailles. Germany was forced to sign the deal. If they refused to do so, they faced the prospect of war being restarted. The final treaty included 440 articles, outlining various punishments that Germany would face. These covered Germany's military, German territory and land, blame for the war, and finally the costs of the war. Germany's military was to be hugely, hugely downgraded. They were only to be allowed 100,000 soldiers, and army conscription was to be banned in Germany. In addition, there was a limitation in other elements of their armed forces. They were not allowed any submarines or an air force at all, and the size of the navy and specific types of ships they could have were also limited. German territory would also be significantly changed by the Treaty of Versailles. The area of Alsace-Lorraine was to be given to France, and Germany was in fact to be divided to create what was known as the Polish Corridor. The Sudetenland area, which included many German speakers, was given over to Czechoslovakia, and all of Germany's overseas territories were taken from them and divided amongst the victorious Allies. Perhaps the most controversial element, though, was Article 231, the so-called War Guilt Clause. This meant that Germany had to officially accept the blame for starting the war, and then any subsequent problems which were caused as a result of this. This, in turn, led to another controversial element, which was those of reparations. As Germany had formally accepted blame for starting the war, they then had to pay the costs of this war. The figure this is initially set at was 132 billion gold marks, a phenomenal amount of money by the standards of the time. Germans were understandably outraged at the conditions of this treaty. Many of them called it a diktat, meaning it was something that they were being forced to accept. And they were also angry because of the effects of the treaty, for instance, concern about the weakened military and the fact this would leave them open to attack, and also how they would repay their own damages of war if they were also forced to pay everyone else's. There were also some wider concerns. The Germans were certainly angry at being forced to accept the treaty, given that they had no chance to negotiate. And many ordinary Germans felt especially aggrieved because they believed that they were being unfairly punished for the actions and the decisions of their leaders. France and Russia continued to cause worry for Germany as well. Germans believed that with a weakened military they would be open to attack, and they also simply felt that being forced to accept a smaller military was ultimately a national humiliation. Having to take the blame for the war caused particular outrage as well. Many Germans did not believe their country was to blame at all for the war starting, or at the very least they did not believe that they were solely responsible. The idea, therefore, that they should accept full blame for it starting on their own was something which led them to feeling aggrieved. The issue of territory caused concerns as well. Germans were very angry that land that they believed which was rightly German was being taken from them. This was especially a big problem because they believed that the loss of industrial land would make it harder to rebuild their economy. And in particular, Germans who were living in areas that were being given away to other countries were both confused and angry at being forced to accept this change of country. The issue of war costs was also especially problematic. Germans, in many cases, did not believe they were to blame for the war starting, and thus they were especially angry at being forced to pay for the costs of war. However, the poverty problems which many people faced in Germany made them utterly outraged at the fact that they would in fact be forced to send money to other countries. As a result of signing this treaty, the new German government became very unpopular with many Germans. They often called them the November criminals, claiming that they had been stabbed in the back. Adolf Hitler and other nationalists would later exploit these views to ultimately overthrow the Weimar government.